The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 2nd Canto, 2nd Chapter, Text Number 5, given by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on December 2nd, 1968, in Los Angeles.
Shirani Kingna Patishanti Dishanti Siksha Parabhita Angripa Hrudhya Guhakim Sadutopi Sushyam Kasmad Bhajanti Kabayo Dhanadun Madan Dhan. This life of spiritual execution cannot be hampered by any material condition. From Srimad Bhagavatam, we understand that Savai Punsa Paro Dhanma Jato Bhakti Radhokhaj. That is the highest type of religious performances by which one can achieve the perfection of loving God. Jato Bhakti Radhak. Bhakti means to offer transcendental loving service to the Supreme Lord. Bhakti. Bhajadhata Sivaya. Bhaj. Bhajdhatu, it is a bhar. Bhaj. Bhaj means to render service. Just like servant renders service to the master, friend service to the friend, render service to the friend. Wife renders service to the husband, husband renders service to the wife. This service rendering process is going on everywhere. No, nobody is absolute that he does not render service to anyone. That is not possible. I have repeatedly explained that if somebody has no master to serve, he voluntarily accepts a cat or dog as his master. Sushta serve. The nice name is pet dog, but it is serving. The mother serves the child. So one who has no child, he takes the cat as her child and serves. So the service mode is going on everywhere. But the highest perfection of service is when we learn to serve the Supreme Absolute Lord. That is called bhakti. And that bhakti, execution of service to the Lord, is ahoituki. Just like we have got some little examples. This mother is serving the child, not with any expectation. He loves to serve the child. He wants to see the child is in comfort. The child does not feel any discomfiture. That is her pleasure. There is no reason why she is loving. That is natural. Similarly, when we invoke our natural love for God, That is the highest perfection of religious principle. Ahituki apratihata. Apratihata means it cannot be checked by any material condition. Just like you want to chant Hare Krishna, this is service. This is the beginning of service. Chanting the glories of the Lord or praying the Lord, Hare, O the energy of the Lord, Krishna, O Lord, please engage me in your service. This is the prayer. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare, Hare, repeatedly. Please engage me, please engage me. But God can give you many things. Whatever you want, He is giving. Jijathamang prapadyante. He can give you even salvation. But very rarely He gives you the chance of serving Him. The service is not an ordinary thing. This service is unimpaired, unchecked by any material condition. So Sukadev Goswami, he gives us some definition how you can be completely independent to serve the Supreme Personality of God. Now our problem is eating, sleeping, after sleeping, there is mating or fearing. These are the problems of bodily demands. So Sukadev Goswami recommends for a serious devotee, he says, Chirani kingna patishanti. Chirani means worn out, rejected garments. In your country, it is very usual to find in the dustbin so many things are thrown away. So, sometimes nice dress is also thrown away. So, Sukadev Goswami says that if you have problem of dressing yourself, just pick up some old garments from the street. Chirani king na patishanti. All right, I get my garment. What about my food? He says, Chirani kengana patishanti disanti bhikshang ongripa paravita. Ongripa means the living entity who eats by its leg, just like we eat by our hand. Do you know what is that living entity who eats by the leg? Can you? No. Trees. Yes. Yes. The trees, they eat from the root. That is their eating process. You pour water on the root of the tree, and that water, the whole tree sucks. That's their eating. Therefore, they are called angripa. They drink their food, eatables, by the leg. So, their qualification is paravrita. Paravrita means trees are meant for sustaining others. Trees, just like a nice mango tree, it produces nice fruit, but it does not eat. It is for you. Paravita maintains others. The tree gives shelter. The tree gives fruits. You cut trees for your purpose. It does not protest. Therefore, the tree's life is dedicated for the service of others. So Sukadeva Goswami says, whether such nice living entity who has dedicated his life for others does not give you fruits. So why you are thinking of your food problem? The food is there in the tree and the garment is on the street. Then what is my home, apartment? Sukadeva Goswami says, Rudhya Guha Kim. Whether the caves of the mountain are closed, they are open for you. The caves of the mountain are open for you. The trees are there to supply you food. And people throw away old garments, that is your dress. And water supply. Sukadeva Goswami says, whether the rivers are dried up, there is water. In this way, he gives a very nice list so that you can become very independent. There is no problem for your bodily demands. But one has to practice. Formerly, the saints, mendicants, sages, they used to practice like that not dependent on any condition. And so far God is within you. So you haven't got to go anywhere to search out God. God is with you and you can be independent in this way. So there is no problem for executing devotional service to the Lord. And that is the highest perfection of all religious principles. But we have to practice. And that is not possible in this age. This age is called Kali. It is very difficult age. People are not very much interested to the most important problem of life. They had alpa ayusa. Prayena alpa ayusa. Kalau asmin yuge jana. People are short living and manda. Manda means very slow for ultimate goal of life. The ultimate goal of life is to search out or is to re-establish your lost relationship with God. That is the mission of human life. Otherwise, what is the difference between animal life and human life? The animal life, they are also busy for eating, sleeping, mating and defending. So, if we human being, we are also similarly busy, then what is the difference? So, this sort of civilization, simply making nice arrangement for eating and sleeping and mating and defending, that is not practically human civilization. The human civilization is meant for searching out God. Nati vidu. They do not know, unfortunately. They have forgot. But by good association, they can remember. Therefore, this meeting of Krishna Consciousness Society's meeting is just to give people chance to associate with this society and invoke their lost relationship with God. That is the missionary activities of this society. So, that is the highest gift to the human society. There are so many welfare activities in the human society. People open hospitals, schools, colleges, charitable institutions. They are nice. But the best contribution to the human society is to revive his lost relationship with God. Just like a rich man's son, somewhere or other he has left his father's home and is loitering here and there. Somebody finds him, "Oh, you are Mr. such and such. You are the son of such and such gentleman. He is very rich man. Why you are suffering? Come with me. I shall take to your father." So this is one kind of welfare activity. And another welfare activity, the same person who is loitering in the street, somebody says, "Oh, you are hungry. All right, come on. I shall give you some bread." That is also welfare activity. But this welfare activity, to get the lost son to his father, rich father, not ordinary father, that is the best service. Similarly, all living entities, as Krishna claims in the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna claims, sarvajoni shukontya sambhavanti murtayoja tashang mahajani brahma ahang bija pudapita. In many places in the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna claims all living entities as his sons, parts and parcels. Just like your children, they are part and parcel of your body. They are not different from you. The same blood is running in his body. Similarly, our constitutional position is that the same blood of God is running in our body. We are not different in that way from God. There are two kinds of philosophers. One class of philosophers, they say that we are one with God. Another class of philosophers says that we are different. God is different from living entity. But Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has adjusted that we are simultaneously one and different. Just like the father and the son. The father is one with the son. But at the same time, the son is different from the father. The son cannot claim 100% equality with the father. That is not possible. But the son's body is non-different from the father's body. Similarly, living entities, we are simultaneously one and different from God. One in this sense that all the qualities that God has, the same qualities the living entity has. But the difference is, God has all the qualities in fullness, and So far we are concerned, we have got all the godly qualities in minute. That is difference. Ono and Vibhu. Vibhu means unlimited. And Ono means limited. So we have got opulence, fame, beauty, strength, influence, knowledge, all good qualities that God has. But God has got in full, we have got in minute quantity. So anyway, qualitatively, we are one with God. Therefore, our business is how to again unite with God, qualitative. That is the highest perfection of human life. And this chance of realization, how we can unite again with God or Krishna, is given only in the human form of life. We are wandering in so many species of life, transmigration of the soul. Bhashangsi jinnani jathabhyahaya, that just we change our dress. Similarly, we are changing our body every moment, and finally we are changing to other body. Not only we are changing or transmigrating from one body to another, but we are transmigrating from one planet to another. These things are all explained in the Bhagavad Gita. How we are changing our planets also, that is explained. Urdhaṁ gacchanti sattasva madhye tiṣṭhanti rājasā jaghanna gunavittiṣṭha adho gacchanti tāmasā. Those who are developing the modes of good qualities, they are gradually being promoted to the higher planetary system, heavenly planet, sattva-lok, jana-lok, maha-lok. In those planets, the duration of life is very long. The possibilities of sense enjoyment is very nice. Everything, thousand times better than this. This is not very difficult to understand. Just like in your country, although within this planet, the standard of living is far, far nice, better than some other country. Similarly, there are hundreds and millions of planets, other planets, where the standard of living is far, far better. So, we are, according to our work, we are sometimes promoted to those planets and sometimes to the lower grade planets, adho gacchanti tamasa. This is going on. And do not know how long since was we, what time we have begun this wandering and changing. Lord Chaitanya says that eirupe brahmanda bhramite kono bhagavan ji. He said that the living entities are wandering in such a way, in different species of life, in different planets, lower and higher. In this way, if he is fortunate enough, he comes in contact with a bona fide spiritual master under the grace of Lord Krishna. That means, if anyone is fortunate, he comes in contact with Guru and Krishna, a bona fide spiritual master and Krishna. And what is the benefit? The benefit is Guru Krishna Kripaya Pai Bhakti Lata Bij. The benediction from the bona fide spiritual master and Lord is that his sense of devotional service is invoked. That is the gift. He does not give anything material opulence. Of course, if one is advanced in spiritual consciousness, material happiness is not very rare for him, that is automatically there. But the gift of Krishna and spiritual master is to inject him, not inject him, the devotional service, love of Godhead is there, but to invoke it. This devotional service is not artificial. In every one of you, there is dormant devotional service, as I have already explained. But they are exhibited in a different way. Instead of loving God, that devotional service is diverted, loving a dog. But the love is there. Love is there. Nitya Siddha Krishna Bhakti Sadhya Kabhu Noy. It is said that this Krishna consciousness movement is not an artificial thing that we have manufactured something, ideal thing, concocted, and you are preaching to the world that you become Krishna conscious. No. The Krishna consciousness is there. What is that Krishna consciousness? To love God. That is there. We are simply helping that you try to love God. Then you will be happy. That is our mission. Therefore, this Krishna consciousness movement is postgraduate position of all religion. It is not any sectarian religion. You accept Christianity, very good. You accept Mohammedanism, Islamism, very good. You accept Hinduism, that's all right. We have no quarrel with Hindus and Muslims or Christians about this. But our objective is that religion means there is connection, relationship with God. Take for example, Christian religion. They accept God. God created this, beginning of Bible. That's a fact. So, the God consciousness is there. God is great. The God consciousness is there. Now this Christmas holidays, you have begun in your country, throughout the whole month of December, you'll observe nice festivities. Why? Where it began? God consciousness. Lord Christ, he came to give you God consciousness. And in his relationship, these festivities are going on. It may be degraded in another form. The beginning is God consciousness, but we have lost it. So, people cannot be happy without reviving God consciousness. It may be named in a different way, Krishna consciousness. The means God consciousness. That is the necessity. He is trying to love somebody. That somebody's love will be perfected when he loves Krishna or God. We are teaching that. Try to love God. And if you love God, if you love Krishna, then automatically you love everybody. That is the perfection of love. The example is Just like if you love your stomach, if you supply nice food to your stomach, that means you love all the parts of your body. If you supply foodstuff in the stomach, the energy is distributed in all parts of the body. That means you love all parts of the body. If you love the tree, you pour water on the root, and the water is distributed to the branches, fruits, flowers, leaves, everywhere. So you try to love God, and you will see that you are loving even an ant. There are many examples I can cite in the history, how a man become universal lover. I have told you many times the story of a hunter. The hunter was taking pleasure by killing animals half. And when the same hunter became a devotee, he was not prepared to kill even an ant. So this is love of God. This is the sign that the same hunter was killing every day so many animals, when he became a great devotee of Lord, he was not willing, because he becomes vastly learned. To become lover of God means fully enlightened in consciousness. He sees that here is an ant. This living entity, small living entity, is also part and parcel. By his own worth, he has got this insignificant body as an ant. I have got this human form of body, but that does not make any difference between the soul and the soul. Pandita Samadarshan. When a man becomes actually learned, he's Samadarshana. He sees everyone on the equal level. I was seeing this evening the Ten Commandments. Now, in the Ten Commandments, the one commandment is that thou shalt not kill. But I am sorry to feel that killing propensity is so great in the Christian world. Why? Because there is lack of love of God. Thou shalt not kill. Now there is organized killing process. So I do not know how they are following the Christian principle. It is clearly stated, thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not tease your neighbor. So why should I tease an animal neighbor? These defects are due to lack of love of God. That for the whole problems of the world can be solved only by this movement, how to love God. This is a very sane proposal. Let anybody come before us, and we shall be able to convince him that this is the only solution for all the problems of the world. You try to love God, and everything will be solved. Otherwise, there is no possibility. Nate vidu sarthagatim hi Vishnu durasayade bahirathamane. These are stated in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Andha jatha andhai rupani yamana stepi satantra urudani vadhya. They do not know what is the solution of world problems. What is the solution? They do not know. The solution is sarthagatim Vishnu. Your interest is to love God. Unfortunately, you have been misled durasaya, by false hope, bahirartha manina, by external energy. The leaders, now we are preaching love of God, nobody is interested. But if we had given some political bluff that here will be such and such parties meeting and it will give you heaven hand to hand, people will throng. Because they are cheating. Sachcha bole to mare latha. There is a nice poet. He says that if you tell the truth, people will come with their logs to hurt you. Jhuta jagat bhulai. And if you bluff them, they will be very nicely followed. This is the position. Actually, this is the solution. It is not that this Krishna consciousness movement or Bhakti Vedanta Swami who has started, he has concocted this idea. No. It is standard. You come to argument, to reason. This formula that your interest is to love God. You have no other interest in this human form of life. Then your problems of life will be solved. Otherwise, there is no possibility. If any other person is giving you any other idea, he is simply misleading you. That is also stated in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Andha jatha andhai rupaniyo mana. Just like a blind man is leading other blind men. What he'll do? If a blind man says, come along with me, I shall cross you this road. What is the benefit of this assurance? He is blind himself. Therefore, in spite of so much endeavor in the United Nations for the last 20 or 25 years, there is no solution. Simply the flags are increased. Instead of becoming united, the flags are increasing. I have got a practical experience. Now India became independent, so India was one. Now there are two, Pakistan and India. So there was one flag, now it is two. And gradually it will increase to four. So when I pass that United Nations building, I simply see the flags are increasing. Instead of increasing the peace movement, the flags are increased. That's all. So this sort of bluffing, blind leaders cannot make happy the human society. This is the only solution to push on Krishna consciousness movement, love of God. Everyone will be happy. The human society. Vishwam Purnam Sukhayate. Whole universe will be just like Vaikuntha. Vaikuntha means without anxiety. The material civilization means full of anxiety. Full of anxiety. Nobody, just like everyone, every animal, every bird, everyone is anxious. The bird, you give him some grains, it will eat, but it will look like this. Oh, somebody is not coming to kill me. Anxiety. You see. America is so great. Big nation. Full of anxiety. Russia is not coming. China is not coming. The Vietnam is there. And the China is out. America is doing something. This is going on. What is this greatness? Increasing the anxiety, that's all. Sada samadvigna dhiyam asad graha. Because they have accepted something unreal, which will not give them happiness. Here is reality, love of God. You take it, if don't expect that it will be taken by all the nations, all the people. You take it individually and see how much you have. Individual. Ah, that is our request. So, we have no place. So we don't mind. We can sit down underneath the tree and preach this Krishna consciousness movement. Some gentleman has offered this garage. That's all right. So, people are afraid to give us a place, you see, because we are pushing God consciousness. That is our fault, you see. This is the position. So never mind, we can sit down anywhere and chant Hare Krishna, and I request you to come and join us, and you'll be happy. Thank you very much. Any question? Invite questions if you have got any doubts about this Krishna consciousness movement, you can ask and then try to reply. So there is no question? Yes?
When the soul transmigrates from one body to another, the consciousness also of that last body, does the person retain some of the consciousness of his past lives with that transmigration?
Yes. Consciousness is a constant companion of the soul. The consciousness means there is soul. Just like this body, I am speaking, I am talking, or I am feeling this consciousness, I am conscious. Why? Because I, the soul, is present. The consciousness is the symptom of the presence of the soul. Therefore, when the soul transmigrates, the consciousness is also there in another body. But this consciousness, if I take God consciousness, then I go to God. And if I take dog consciousness, I go to dog. That's all. The consciousness is there. Therefore, we have to purify our consciousness. Instead of dog consciousness, we have to make it God consciousness. That will be our perfection of life. Otherwise, the consciousness which you carry at the time of your death, you get a similar body. There are 8,400,000 species of life, and we may think of in a varied way. And that is the technique of Krishna consciousness. At the time of, if we keep our Krishna consciousness intact, that is our perfection of life. Otherwise, we do not know what is my next life. The example is given just like air is passing. Air is very subtle matter. If it is passing on the rose flower, the flavor is carried in other place also, rose scent. And if the air is passing on the stool, the scent or the bad smell of the stool is carried to the other place. Similarly, if you make your consciousness rosy, then your next life is rose flavor. And if you make your consciousness stool, then your next life is condensed.
Qualities of God are contained in man, but only on a minute scale, and in God all qualities are on a great
scale. Full scale, yes.
And are not also the evil qualities in man existent in God too, but...
Yes. The evil qualities, what he call evil, that quality is also there in God. But the God being absolute, there is no evil. Everything is good. God is good. I'll give you an example. Just like the father is sometimes angry. This quality of anger is taken as bad quality. But if the father is sometimes angry on the father, that is not bad. That is for his good. Therefore, this is a crude example. The qualities are there in God, otherwise how we can get the quality? If the anger quality is not there in God, how you get this quality? That is a fact. But his anger and your anger is different because you are in materially contaminated. So qualities as they are not bad. But when they are saturated with the contamination of this material world, they appear to be bad. Just like a naughty child means that child is going to be very intelligent boy or girl in future. That is a fact. Naughtiness means that child is very intelligent. So in course of time, that naughtiness will fructify into intelligence. So here, all the godly qualities are misrepresented, perverted reflection. Just like love. Now, our worshipable God is Krishna and Radha. Conjugal love, perfection. The same love is descended here also. Love between boy and girl. But that is perverted. The love is there. The same love is there also. Otherwise, where from this God? Why a girl is attracted by a boy? Why a boy is attracted by a girl? That is natural. That is coming from God. His pleasure potency. But because that love is being manifested with the contamination of this material world, that is perverted. So every quality that is the scientific way of studying God. Whatever qualities you have got, you can understand the same qualities there in God. But your present condition being contaminated with material contact, it is being pervertedly represented. This has to be purified. This is Krishna consciousness. The same thing, the same love affair, the same anger, or anything that is to be purified, then it is godly. That's all. So this Krishna consciousness movement is to purify. Sarvapadhi vinin muktam tatparatena nirmalam. Nirmalam means purification, completely purified. When this anger, if this anger is applied in Krishna consciousness, it is purified. It is purified just like Arjuna. Arjuna was not becoming angry to his enemy. He was very good man. No, I'm not going to fight. And Krishna was, encouraging him to be angry. Otherwise, how could he fight? So when he fought for Krishna, that became service. Of course, these are very intricate questions when one studies very seriously and scientifically, this will be revealed. So that on the whole, one can understand that all the qualities of God is with me. But I am now materially contaminated. Just like a diseased person, he wants to enjoy the facilities of healthy life. But the physician says, no, don't. Don't. Because that will create danger. Similarly, all the qualities we have got, but because it is materially contaminated, the Krishna consciousness process is to purify them and to bring them to the normal condition, and then it will be happy. That is the whole idea. Yes.
How can the purification process
be carried
through
yes.
the average life 24 hours a day?
The purification process is stated in Narada Pancharatra, Sarvapadi Bininmuktam, Tatparatena Nirmalam. You have to free yourself from the designation. Designation. The same example can be given. Just like Arjuna, he was designating himself with the Kuru family. Therefore, he was impure. When he gave up this designation, he identified his interest with Krishna, he became devotee. So, we have to give up this designation. I am American, I am Indian, I am Christian, I am Hindu, I am this, I am that, I am Krishna. I am God. I am servant of God. And if you act in that way, then whole thing becomes beautiful. And if you keep your designation accidentally, just like you are American, this is accidental. By somehow or other, you have come to accept a body from the American family. Now this will be changed. You do not know what is your next body. So this is changing. This is not my permanent settlement. But your permanent settlement is to identify yourself that I am Krishna. That is your permanent settlement. So if you put yourself in that position, being freed from all designation, then your process of everything, all qualities, become purified. Sarvapadhi vininmuktam tatparatina ninmalam rishikena rishikesa sevanang bhakti ruchyat. Rishik means senses. So when the senses are applied, for Rishikesh, mean Krishna, then it is purified. And when the senses are applied in our designated position, that is impure. That is contaminated. That under different designation, that's all. Different living entities means under different designation. That's all. And when that designation is off, then he is Krishna. That's all. Actually, he is Krishna. But under different designations, he has got different body. So if we place ourselves in Krishna consciousness, in spite of this designated body, still we become purified. Jivanmukta Sahuchchede. He is liberated even living within this material tabernacle. Ihaja Sahareer Dasi. If anyone fixes his mind up to the service of Krishna, then in whatever condition he may be, he is a liberated person. Simply we have to fix up that we shall simply execute the business of Krishna. That's all. All right, thank you. Now, chant.